from the BBC.
Hi, Rob. Nice to see you here in the park with this lovely dog.
Oh, hi, Feifei. Yes, this is Fido. As they say, dog is a man's best friend, and he is my best friend. I'm taking him for a walk, but we have to get back home soon.
Why, Rob? I was going to ask if you wanted a coffee.
Oh, well, thank you, Feifei, but I can't. I love walking Fido, and sometimes I forget to look at my watch. I keep coming home late for dinner, and the family's annoyed because the food gets cold. Oh, I'm in the doghouse at the moment.
You are in the doghouse? That's terrible, Rob. How can you say your dog is your best friend if you kick him out of his own house?
Oh, no, no, it's not that.
Oh, this poor dog will be left out in the cold, in the rain. Oh, poor Fido. If you are in the doghouse, where does this lovely dog sleep?
Well, Fido sleeps where he always does, in the doghouse. In English, we can say someone is in the doghouse if they've annoyed another person.
在英语里，如果你做错事儿，惹了某人生气，从而失宠、受冷落、遭排挤，这时候我们就可以说 You are in the doghouse.
So your family is annoyed with you because you were inconsiderate to them.
That's right. In the doghouse is the expression we'll learn in today's edition of Authentic Real English. Let's hear some examples.
President Bill Clinton said he was in the doghouse after the revelations about his affair with Monica Lewinsky. His wife even considered leaving him.
My mother is furious with me. I forgot to do my homework again, so I'm in the doghouse.
So, if you go home on time for dinner, you won't be in the doghouse anymore.
That's what I hope.
Then maybe you'd better hold on to the lead and control Fido.
Oh, come on, Fido. Quiet. Calm down, boy. Ignore that cat.
Oh, come on, Fido. Quiet. Or you'll be in the doghouse.
Come on, Fido. Come on, boy. You're a good boy, then. Yeah, come on. Get out of here, you cheeky cat.Bye.
Bye.
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。